Hi, families. Welcome to this episode. Before we get started, I wanted to take a second to tell you about Gab Wireless. They are the creators of the world's safest phones for kids ages 4 and up. Now, I'm speaking as a parent who has had to deal with making the decision of whether or not to get my kids cell phones. So I highly recommend that before you buy your child a cell phone, do yourself a favor and look into Gab's devices. They are the perfect alternative to fully loaded smartphones. And they include everything that your child needs to stay connected to you, minus the distraction and risks like social media and the internet. Plus, I can personally attest to how nice it is to talk to my children on their own devices instead of having to go through my ex. For example, my older daughter, who's around 12, has the Premium Plus phone now. And my youngest, who is 6, has the watch, which she's had for a couple of years, and they call me whenever they need me and send me texts whenever they need me. So it's been really, really awesome for us. Not to mention how super affordable Gab's devices and accessories and calling plans are. So if you're in the market for a phone for your child, go to Gab Wireless, that's GABBWireless.com, and at least comparison shop, right? No harm, no foul. And if you decide to shop and get something, you can get an exclusive discount just for being a listener if you use our promo code. And that code is COPARENT. See? Easy to remember. COPARENT. COPARENT. So feel free to use it. And if you become a proud Gab parent, don't forget to tag us on social media. Hi, this is Rosalie Farnsworth, and you're listening to The Co-Parenting Collective. This week on the show, it is my pleasure to have Michael and Michelle, the epitome of mom and dad goals. You are going to be blown away by how well they co-parent as a family unit. But here's the plot twist. They were never in a romantic relationship. So how did they do it? Well, you're about to find out. Let's dig in.
What's up?
Oh, there you are. Okay, it's my mic. My microphone. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm sweating, driving. I'm like, damn it. Of course. I thought I was going to have the perfect plan from Fort Lauderdale today.
Ooh.
So the traffic. But I thought it was going to be okay. And I just wasn't. So
is it raining down there? Or?
No, not today. It was actually, it was actually all right.
Lucky.
Well, welcome anyway. It's about thank damn you. Time.
Uh-huh. I know.
Right? I mean, I feel like we're family or something.
Bam.
Cyber fam, right?
That blended cyber family.
I know. So anyway, I'm so glad you guys are here. I can't believe that you like jumped on this thing so last minute.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. What did you have in your hand when you walked in, Mike?
Oh, vape. Oh, nothing weird.
You know what? I thought you were going to blow a kazoo.
There might be one in this room.
You look like the type who would come in with like a kazoo, like.
He's like, no, just try.
I would love that.
Want to get one.
Oh my god, I would love that. That would have been awesome.
That's awesome.
So I, you know, I don't know what I want to start with. I almost feel like for everybody, because I've listened to your podcast, Michelle. So I'm just going to introduce you both, and then I kind of want to. I guess I want to talk about your backstory with both of you present and then maybe get both sides just real quick to touch on that and then go into co-parenting. Cool. So this is Michelle and Michael and they co-parent together. They have a adorable 3-year-old son and they live in Georgia. They're both single for anybody listening, right? Still single? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And, oh, They both love the outdoors and hiking, right? I mean, right. like I said, I listened to the podcast, so that came out. And then, Michelle, you're in school and yes. Are you working now or?
Yes. Technically I just haven't been back because of COVID, but I should be back in a couple weeks.
Okay. So you're a student mom and Mike, you're you trade futures, right?
I trade futures. Yeah. Basically yeah. Stocks, but yeah. Stocks, work from home.
Yeah. Okay. So you do that. And then, tell everybody now they have the unique, and I'm telling you guys, I think there's a little bit of a sweet spot in not having the history that a lot of people come with the divorce and the relationships that went wrong. And you guys are totally, yes, you guys are totally free from that. I'm a little bit jealous, and I bet people that are listening will be jealous too. I almost feel like if I had it to do over again, I would almost look for the parent first. But then I say, well, then I wouldn't have my children. So who knows?
That's true. Right. Yeah,
but, yeah, life is funny like that. So you guys have never been in a relationship. So just talk real quick about, you know, everyone that's listening, you can also listen to Michelle's podcast, which is, Wish I Was Sorry.
Correct.
You can listen to that. And she goes into, I think about 30, 40 minutes of, you know, the exact story of how her and Mike met and how things progressed and how they ended up with little baby Cam. All right. So I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, you go first.
No, you should really start.
It's kind of like I said in, I think it was episode 3 of the podcast that.
Episode 3, yeah, that's right.
We met online.
Mm-hmm. Tumblr.
We met on Tumblr years ago now. Almost a decade ago now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No, but there's an age difference. So you guys were just sort of posting on Tumblr.
Yeah,
Tumblr is you connected over.
Yeah, Tumblr's kind of like Reddit or Instagram. Where you just kind of look at other people's things. You don't necessarily have to know them. You don't have to follow each other back. You just kind of see.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just both kind of posting. There's an 8-year difference. You're 30.
How old are you?
You're 33. There's an 8-year difference. So I was like 16, maybe 17. It sounds terrible, but
it doesn't. Like
somebody I knew online was significantly older, and that was normal.
But how would you know ages anyway if you're just on there and it's kind of like a bloggy?
Yeah, exactly.
Instagram, you know,
it's not even a bio or anything. It was just
less personal than like Instagram or Facebook,
right?
So we met there and we just kind of reblogged each other's stuff, like the same things, same nature posts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it. And then eventually we added each other on Instagram years later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, holy shit, you live in Georgia and I live in Georgia. And I think I had seen it because you had posted something about you going to Georgia Perimeter.
I was back when I was in school. Yeah.
When he was in school, and I was like, hey, that's like near me. And then I saw that he was meeting somebody who lived super far away, and I was like, hey, I don't live that far, like we should hang out. And we were just like, oh shit, like we live so close. And I think our first time we hung out, we went on a hike.
Perfect. Like the outdoorsy side. So you guys have that in common, right? I mean, you know,
from the get-go.
Which is a big deal, because now you guys take Cam and you know,
take them camping, take them
and
in the
still
woods,
enjoy those things, as co-parents, right?
Yeah.
So then, think, you know, years later, it wasn't like you were 16 and he was, you know, 20, you know, 55.
I was totally an adult.
So, you know, years later, you guys reconnected and then you met and then you...
I think we just hung out a couple times.
I wanted to go delicate. Sorry to interrupt you. I just don't want to get it wrong or make anybody feel some kind of way.
So we reconnected. We hung out. I honestly think it was only like maybe 4 or 5 times that we hung out.
Yeah.
And it was always with other people. He'd always be like, hey, my friends are doing this, let's do that. Or hey, my friends are doing whatever. And it was just a touch and go kind of thing. And then one time we hung out and he had Fireball.
And he was like, dreaded Fireball.
Exactly. Not even anything good.
I know.
Look at you.
No, you know what I used to drink? Goldschlager. I don't know how I drank that.
Those were young days.
Oh my God.
That's when you hate yourself a little bit and you can't taste anything, you know? I wasn't quite yet there when I drank the Fireball. I was like, yeah, this is actually still gross.
I may have left my body on occasion. I'm telling you, I don't know how.
I don't think I've gotten to that.
I haven't. I got sick on it so bad one time that was the end of it for me. So
no more drinking?
No more Goldschlager.
Goldschlager. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Good.
Let's just...
all
the flakes in there, whatever that was.
It's supposed to be real.
Me and tequila are still friends, but yeah. No Goldschlager.
I feel it.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So we had Fireball. And he asked me to taste it. And he was like, do you like this?
Oh, did
you? This is disgusting.
Right.
But I think it was specifically because I was 20, about to be 21. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like 2 days before my birthday or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just like, hey, you should try this before you're 21 or whatever. Like, you're about to be legal age to drink.
Wow.
Like, go ahead. Right? Such a great influence. No, so we tried that, and then
Netflix was involved.
And then, yeah, what were we watching?
Were we watching it?
Starting Fires with Netflix and Fireball.
I don't even know. I think it was Westworld. We were watching Westworld.
Okay.
And then 9 months later, I have my baby.
Yeah. And if you want any more detail, listen to the podcast.
There you go.
So you had the baby, but once you found out you were pregnant, there's a lot more that goes into it. And again, just listen to the podcast episode because all the details are there. We want to talk more about co-parenting. But for the pregnancy side of it, what did you guys decide to do? Because I think you were just pregnant and solo, and Mike, you were checking in, right?
I was checking in. I was just whatever she wanted to do. I was behind it.
It was obviously a surprise for you guys.
Yeah. I was just like, wow,
I think
I'm a child now.
It's that confusion between the not having like the relationship background. Like, you don't really know where to go from like, hey, I'm having your baby, to like, what do we do?
And we're not together.
Right. Yeah. Like, what's expected? Yeah. How do we kind of manage that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So initially I asked him what he wanted to do. I want to say that you said like, I don't know. Or something like that. Like,
sounds about right.
What the heck is going on?
Totally hit sideways, right?
Yeah.
For both of you, really.
It was unexpected for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And then I think from there we kind of just decided like, if that's not like, in my mind, it was like, if that's not like a yes, like a sure, let's figure this out together kind of thing, then I was just like, I'm just gonna do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give you a yes, let's do this.
He was just kind of like,
you didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I was freaked. I was so
freaked. Right.
So for the first 3 months, I think it was first 3 months, three and a half ish, it was just me. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole pregnancy was just me. Mm-hmm. But like you both said, he would check in, like, hey, if you need anything. And I was always like, didn't we talk about like not needing anything?
Right.
But then eventually, Cam was born. So the first like 3.5 months of his life, it was just me and him. And it seemed doable. It seemed super easy. I had a super support system in the back. But I think it was just like posting him on social media and Mike would be like, oh my God, that's my baby. Like, from behind the scenes, he'd just be like, oh, he's
like,
so
it's
cute.
Real, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a kid there.
Human.
That's my, yeah.
Reality check.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't think anything of it. What did you think, I guess?
I don't even know how to put into words, honestly.
You guys didn't fight over things like paternity or anything like that. And you weren't coming at him sideways with like, you know, like, stay away. And
no, it was just like,
I want sole custody and out of our lives forever or anything
Zero.
Like that. You were pregnant. You were dad and you didn't know. I mean, there's not a lot for married in a relationship. It doesn't matter. There's really not a lot for the husband, wife, boyfriend, you know, sperm donor. No, but there's really
baby
nothing.
Daddy.
Yeah. Baby daddy. There's really nothing to do. right? Yeah. I mean, for the man, for that time that you're growing this kid. So, but after, so Mike, what made you decide to, that you wanted to be more involved, or how did that happen?
How did that happen?
I grew up with a piece of shit father. Yeah. And, you know, had a child, and I didn't want anything that happened to me to happen to him. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted, honestly, I'm blessed that I had a dad like that.
Yeah.
In a weird way, I'm blessed he was a piece of crap, but it's helped me so much to just how to not be, mm-hmm. how to be a better father, how to, you know, just better myself and what not to be.
Mm-hmm. Maybe take it one step at a time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, did you ever think that you wanted to be a dad? Was that what you were worried about? Or just...
That it just never popped in my mind.
Never thought of...
And then when it happened...
Michelle, did you ever want to be a mom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you always wanted to be
a mom. I have like a timeline. Okay. I had it set up.
I think you said that, yeah.
What's weird is that I remember when we would follow each other on Tumblr, he had this like post where he said something similar, like, I don't want to have kids until like I'm super mature, super settled, super whatever. Like, he had it all like, I don't want to be like my dad, pretty much. Yeah. It was like that. And in my mind, I was like, oh, well, he's not this and he's not that. All these things that he's listed. So he wouldn't want this right now. Like, that was my mindset. Yeah. But I'm sure, like, I don't know if you even remember writing that. I have it saved somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somewhere like
archived.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere archived. But that's that in the back of my mind, like that's what stood out, was just like, oh, he's not ready, or this is why he wouldn't want to be a part of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Mike, you decided to just what, like reach out to Michelle and say, I've changed my mind? And did you guys talk about co-parenting it right from the beginning? Because 3.5 months in, it's still a newborn. Still very, you know, sleeping and poopy diapers and eating, so.
I know it was after we hung out with Janie.
Yeah.
So he met Cam in person, and I think it was the day after that or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't even remember, like, the words or if it was through text or whatever, but he said something like, he's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, that's my baby. I just want to be a part of his life or something.
Like. And when you held him for the first time, are you crying? Oh, that's so sweet.
Dads are into it.
I know, he's totally head over heels. I know. Oh, sorry, Mike. I don't.
No, you're fine. Sorry.
No, I love it. No, it's so good. It's so real. It's fine.
He definitely
it's
didn't fine. Hold him like that first day though. When we hung out, when you saw him in person.
Yeah. So you saw him and you just didn't know what to do, but I think in the podcast you said that he held somewhere, maybe you told me in just messages that he like held him one day for like hours.
Yeah, he held him when I came over. I think it was, I don't know if it was that week or the week after that, like he saw him in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted to be a part of his life, so I took him over. After a mutual friend had gone back home, I took him over and he held him, and I was so hungry, and like, I don't eat meat, and Bradford had all meat in his house, and I was just like, I'm gonna run to, I think it was Burger King, I'm gonna run to the store, get some food, are you okay, like, should I take the baby, blah, 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 mm-hmm. and he was like, no, I have him, and I was like, okay, you can call me if anything, like, and I was only gone maybe like 15 minutes, if even, and I was freaking out the entire time, but he was just holding him, like, once he got the holding part down, I think
he didn't want to let go.
That was it. Then he didn't, then it was,
I think
over.
It was okay.
Oh,
I think
my
he was
god. Oh, and then that's actually such a sweet beginning. I know that it definitely must have been hard for you to go through the pregnancy alone and then have Cam, even though, you know, it was, I want to put in quotes, just 3 months. It was still, you know, you just had the baby and postpartum and all, it's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I give you guys credit because you didn't try to fight each other, right? Michelle, you could have made 1,000 other decisions and you just didn't. You just kind of said this, there's a baby coming and one way or another, he's going to be taken care of. And, you know, that was that. So then Mike enters. And how did you start co-parenting with such a young baby? What did you do first? What was the first major thing?
Everything. I mean, in the beginning, everything, we wanted everything to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Just no matter what, you know, whatever you would need, 50-50, let's just take care of this child.
Okay.
I think I remember, though, that I don't know.
Were there overnights? No.
Or not initially.
Not in the beginning, no.
Okay. No,
how long did you wait to do that?
I want to say like 9 months.
At least, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're saying that. Because I want people to hear that. Because I get a lot of messages from many people, and a lot of times they have these new babies and then one of them is just trying to, no, I want a 50-50 right now, today, and this and that, and that, and it doesn't take into account the needs of the baby. And
right.
I'm not saying that a dad, you know, God forbid something happens to mom and she's unable to take care of the baby. I'm not saying a dad can't do that, but oftentimes there's nursing involved or, you know, whatever.
There's a learning curve.
So I feel like there is. And I'm glad you guys waited, you know, just to see how, you know, probably to see how Cam was doing, just to make sure he was all right, right?
It's definitely hard to be like, hey, watch my baby.
The most precious thing to me here.
Yeah.
If I was you, I couldn't even imagine.
It was the first overnight was like the worst night of my life.
Yes.
It
is the worst. I know. And lonely. If you can sleep, God bless.
Yeah. You don't know like what you're doing. But at the same time, like I try to think about it on his end. Like I've had him every night. Mm-hmm. For 8 or 9 months, like I've been with him, I've seen when he wakes up, and like I've done everything from the start. So how does he feel like not waking up to him or not mm-hmm. like doing those little things like when Cam is a baby, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have people telling you like, "There's this man taking, you're just giving him your baby."
I know.
He's a stranger.
Yeah, he's a stranger. Like, how does he know how to be a dad or how to parent? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like we're both new parents. We both don't really know what we're doing. And
that's what I was going to say is, you know, both of you, it's not like either one of you had a child before this is your first baby together, but that speaks to your character, to where you guys are able to work together now and parent him in such a loving way that, speaking of children, so I'm sitting right off camera here, staring at me in the face, but I mean, it really speaks to your character that you were able to take that situation and, you know, on the upside, you didn't have the history or drama of a bad relationship, but then on the flip side, you didn't really know each other. You know, you hadn't talked about your hopes and dreams and what you wanted or those 2.5 kids or what, not mm-hmm. having kids or where you wanted to, none of those things. So you guys are literally rolling with the punches, just kind of going with it. So I wanted to ask you, what is one thing, is there something that you guys argue about consistently? One thing, two things, no things.
I'm gonna let Mike answer that one.
Okay.
I can't really give examples, but if we argue about anything, it's just petty, stupid stuff. It's nothing even significant. I feel like it's really nothing if we ever do bicker.
I think that's just it. Like, there's distinctions between like bickerings within like how to co-parent, like my mm-hmm. time, your time, or stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Or other things that have nothing to do with co-parenting. And that's kind of that's what's hard about like drawing the line. Mm-hmm. Is this affecting like our relationship as parents or our relationship with our child, mm-hmm. is this like significant enough to argue about?
Right.
But at the same time, like how does one like value each other as like individuals without like putting the parent title and those expectations on each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you have to know that Michelle is an amazing mom by now.
Without a doubt.
Cam's three, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like in a lot of ways, conversations that you and I have had, Michelle, you are, really have grown to appreciate Mike tremendously.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. And I think I have even said to you each individually that there are people that would literally drink gasoline to have the co-parenting. Like go to the gas station and
gas pump. No,
like, but to have what you guys have. So I hope that you guys really realize that and you see what's on our page and stuff like that and kind of what comes forward. So you don't really, to answer the question, you don't really bicker, right?
Right. No, not really.
Not really. So you just, it's more about who has him or, because I feel like even your schedule is, you know, you've worked it out so that.
I'm always
where are you at now? Like what's the schedule now?
I think it's pretty even. Lately I think it's been 4 days and 4 days as of before 2 weeks ago because I got sick.
Okay.
But before then, I think it was 4 days and 4 days. And then before that, it was three and a half. It just kind of depends. Like you said, he's always available, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. I work around her schedule, so.
Right.
You know, whatever she needs,
whatever
we'll work around it.
Into place, yeah.
Yeah, because you're home on the computer.
Yep.
So you have, you know, that flexibility.
He's been doing the virtual learning and everything since before everybody else. So.
Oh my God.
He's adjusted to
me
it.
Too. I'm right there with you. Well, that's awesome. All right. So I have more questions. Okay. Now, since you weren't married and together, I was wondering how you decided to name Cam. Because you named him in the 3 months that you had him.
Right.
So you gave dad's last name and dad's middle name. So Camillo Michael Bradford. So Michael Bradford, what made you do that?
That's so funny. So initially it was a two-part thing. Like initially I wanted to name him Michael for myself as like after me.
Okay.
But I was like, man, like if he's not going to be a part of his life, then he's going to think it's Michael after him.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going with a like traditional Hispanic name, Camilo. My mom had been trying to push this name on all her grandkids and it
she succeeded.
Yeah,
she got one.
And I was just like, oh man. And I didn't have a name. I had a name in mind, but then when you see them, like when they're fresh out, like it just kind of, everything just kind of clicks. So initially I had given him the name Camilo Arevalo Rodriguez, which is mine, like, and
your middle
last name.
Your last name. Yeah.
And then I think he was definitely like older than a year
at the time
when we gave him
the middle last name. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, he was like a year and a half, I think. And we went to go have his name changed.
Okay. Like a Christmas present.
Yeah, it was right before Christmas.
Way.
It was definitely cold at the time.
Yeah,
okay. Sweet. That is really sweet. So what did you had petitioned for this or no?
I don't know.
Decided to do it?
I want to say that I just decided to do it. And he was like, really? Whoa, that would be so cool. And I was
that's
like,
that was her
amazing.
Idea. But yes, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Oh my God, I love you guys more now.
you want
that is so
to, like,
sweet.
You want your kid to have all of himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely encompassing both of us. So,
Of course.
I think it worked out.
Wow. That's an amazing story. I'm so glad you told me. I've always been curious about that because I knew about that little window and everything. So,
can I tell you, I'm such a good mom?
You are.
No, but you really are. And P.S., he's never said any different. Not for a second on any. Nope. Not to me anyway. Okay, how about this? Not to me.
I was going
to
say, I don't know.
Never, ever once. Okay, so I got the big questions out. All right.
I am leaving Mike to go check on the baby.
Yeah.
No, you got it.
Don't be scared. You scared of me.
No.
Well, let's talk about something for a second. So you're very protective of Michelle, I feel like. So you're not, it's not just
She's
Cam. I mean, you love your son and I don't want to make you cry again, but you're also very protective of Michelle. Yeah. Why are you like that?
Michelle's world. I mean, yeah. Both of us. It's very important that we're both there for him to grow up and have the yin and yang of us, you know, to be a, yeah.
Yeah. Just for him, you protect her for him.
It's a crazy world. And some of us don't see it and some of us do. And I just want the best for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you protect her in ways that, like, let's talk about some of the things you do. So, like, something goes wrong with her car, she can call you.
Yeah.
Day, night. She's worried about something with the house, right?
Wasn't there a situation? 3 a.m. and so the garage door is going off. It's opening and closing. And it's 30 minutes and I got there in 15.
Mm-hmm. Of course you did. Yeah. In that car you have, you're
their safety is just 100% to me.
And then you took care of when you did a sweep of the house, right?
Yeah, and I went to the house, connected the garage door opener. I feel like someone had control of that and was trying to mess with a roommate.
You guys,
which inevitably just mess with her,
right?
Trying to freak them out, but
well, that's awesome, Mike. I think that's an amazing, you know, again, I could say it 15 million times, but the fact that you guys feel like that about each other, and I think she's protective of you as well, it's just, you know, it's kind of like a testament to what's possible when you really put your mind to it and focus on your child and love your child and, you know, want the best for each other. It doesn't have to get crazier than that, right?
No, just keep it simple.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
A-I-S-S. Right? Come on.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, it's all about the child and the best for them. Mm-hmm. Keep your drama out of it, you know. Yeah.
We were just talking about him being protective of you because that was going to come up anyway. So that was like the perfect segue. So we're talking about him, you know, if something with your car where you can call him in the middle of the night, if like with the thing that happened with the house and scare with the stuff like that.
That way.
Yeah.
It was dark. It was like midnight.
It was, okay. It wasn't.
Listen, it was scary enough to call him, right?
It was scary. Was he
your first phone call?
I want to say that my roommate was my first phone call.
Oh, she wasn't even home.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just me by myself. And I was like, oh,
whoa,
this is the part where I die.
Like, that's what I was like, what's going on? You're all alone.
Oh, my God. Whoa. And Cam was with you, Michelle, right?
Yeah, he was totally asleep. He was with me. But that was worrying. Is like, part of your mind is still thinking, like, a parent, like, do I want to wake him up? And then part of your mind is just like, I just want to be safe. So he was definitely my first like security call.
Okay, so that's nice. I mean, that says a lot.
Because you knew
he was because you knew he would be there. You could rely on him.
He stayed up with us. I don't know what you were doing. He was online for a while, and then he stayed the night. And then we woke up in the morning. It was like, hey, it didn't open again. Nothing scary happened. It's safe.
Awesome. I love it. All right, now let's see. I want to make sure I get to all these questions because I love that you guys weren't together and you have this amazing relationship. So, you won't tell me that you have arguments. Okay, could that almost seems too good to be true, but let's just say that you bicker and then you kind of get over it. So you can communicate in a way where even if there's an argument,
we'll communicate.
You pull it out in the open though, right? So you guys aren't like, you aren't holding things in to not argue. You're putting things on the table, working them through.
Yeah.
In a mature way, right? So you're not holding things in. I'm like, you're not holding things in.
No. Because that's the most healthy way to do it.
Okay.
We definitely communicate. Yeah. It's like, hey, I didn't like that you said this, or I didn't like that. And we definitely like right then and there. It's like, hey, let's talk about this.
Don't let it build up. Awesome. Okay. Now, do you have a court order for your co-parenting time? You guys never
kept it out of the courts.
Completely out of the courts. Never even been there.
Nope.
No reason to. No interest in it. Do you want to at some point? Something to fall back on because you're coming up on like school decisions, like some of the bigger. Do you feel like you ever want to do that?
Like, just put it in writing. As a back. Yeah. I ask. Look, I'm not a fan of the court, so
we don't know how that works. Too is the main part of it. I think is we don't know what can come of it or what can be taken away from, I guess, either of us in doing so. So part of me would like something in writing, I guess. But at the same time, like, as he grows older, that's just kind of a learning stepping stone, I guess. It's different. But I think the setup that we currently have is pretty solid.
Okay.
And like, you guys, nobody's at risk.
Okay, good. And, you know, you haven't met, so there's several big things that'll happen, you know, over the course of raising Cam to an adult. And so, you know, you both don't have, or you're not married or getting married and haven't had any significant others just yet. Anyone that's like major that's influencing Cam's life on, let's say, a daily basis or whatever during your time.
Anyone?
That I'm aware of.
No, I don't think
so. No, I mean someone that, you know, could potentially, like another parent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
I mean, your mother.
I'm 25, so yeah. I think he's
grandma's the bonus parent.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much on spot. Is my mom or his dad is kind of who we both kind of go to. Yeah.
Now, when you say dad, that's not
real dad.
It's not your real dad. Okay.
Yeah, it's complicated, but he's the dad I should have had.
A father figure.
Yeah.
He's Cam's grandpa.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I just want to make that distinction for the purpose of this, because at the beginning you were talking about your dad.
Right.
So
completely different. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. So, so no court, but, and then nobody's significant in your life. Now, how do you think you're going to handle if either of you get involved and then it becomes serious and then it's somebody who will be influencing Cam's life? Have you discussed that? Like a plan of introductions or anything like that?
Yeah, right.
I saw the that.
Side eye. Have we discussed that?
We haven't, but that's, I don't know.
No, you don't want to?
No, we haven't really hit on it. Okay. I remember one time I dropped Cam off when you had a date. And I don't know if it was a first date or not. And I was just like, oh, but I really have to. I think I was going to work or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be weird for him. But Cam.
Who, Mike or Cam?
No, it would have been.
Yeah, Cam was little, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Cam was a baby, so he wouldn't remember. That's kind of how I see it. Like, maybe starting now, since he's like 3-ish, anyone now would be significant for him to like remember. But before then, he was a baby. He. Forgive and forget, like he would.
It's more important as they get older, and they're like, yeah. "Who is this person?"
Right.
That's with my father.
They
mother.
Can articulate. Yeah.
I think at least on my end, Cam hasn't met anybody significant, and he's always met people like in groups. So he's like my mom's friends,
right?
Plural.
Right.
I don't know about your end.
So
just friends. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you guys will handle it just fine when somebody comes, because no matter what, you have Cam at the center, right. And then everything comes out from that. So I don't think you're going to be bringing whoever, whatever, revolving door, you know, around your son.
It's just freaky.
But
though.
We'll see, you know, we'll see.
Well, it's freaky because it's, you know, say you date someone, right. And then I'm like, well, I don't know this dude. And then if I date someone, then you're like, I don't know this girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm already like that, though. Like, in my mind, that's the thing, like, I think we don't know each other well enough even now as, like, individuals. Like, what we do with our own time is totally separate from co-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, if any disagreements come up, it's always that, like, whoa, I didn't know you like this or you thought this as an individual. Not
right.
necessarily, like, how it'll impact Cam, so... I don't think we've gotten there. I dated someone when Cam was a baby for like a year, and that was pretty easy though. But I think it was at that point, it was easy because, at least for me, because Cam didn't know, Cam wouldn't have remembered, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of where I get that basis from. I don't know how you felt about that. I
wasn't a fan.
What? We never talked about it.
I know, but that didn't
work. I thought it was fine.
I think there's a distinction, though, because,
like,
you, because you can date people and yeah. have them around, and you know, the kids don't know what the official title is of anybody. It's only when you start doing the things that matter, like the sleepovers and yeah. or the PDA and all that stuff. I think yeah. I think
you know,
aside from I'm very protective of my kids, so it's like I always almost had them behind the velvet rope, so nobody was meeting them or even interacting with them. It was me, and let me figure you out first. As a matter of fact, I once dated this guy who, after I think it was like 2 or 3 dates, this was so long ago, after like 2 or 3 dates, he like was on me, wanted to meet my kids, and let me meet. And this was I only had my son then. And I was like, dude, whoa.
Chill out.
I mean, literally, we were at Dave at Buster's playing pool, and he's talking to me about my kid. I'm like, do you mind? Can we just finish the game?
Yeah. Can you meet me at basketball?
Crazy person. So, I mean, and talking about, well, let's take him to the zoo. I'm like, listen, by the time we left that Dave and Buster's, I was like, dude, it's not gonna work. Bye. I'm like, no. And I literally said, I go, it's too much. That's my son. And I get to decide, and I'm not going to listen to this, because he had actually brought it up the day before, but he was, thank God, dodged a bullet with that one. So I wasn't like that. I my dating life was separate until it wasn't. It needed, you know, until I decided. So,
well, we never actually talked about, like, because my initial relationship, my last relationship was 2 years ago. And like I said, Cam was a baby. Yeah. I didn't think anything of it for that reason, because Cam was a baby. And I was just like, hey, if this doesn't work out, like, he won't have a memory of it. But I guess I didn't ask you. You weren't a fan of, like, the person, or you weren't a fan of, like, the situation?
Both. I guess.
But why?
I don't know.
So you met him though?
Dad by himself.
Yeah, no, he met him.
I met him a few times.
Okay.
We went camping together. Oh. So that was interesting.
Yeah, that was.
That was an interesting.
Mike looks thrilled. He's like, that was a blast.
Mike was seeing somebody. I was seeing somebody. So we went camping with Cam. And it's weird. It's definitely a little bit weird. But like I said, we also don't have that understanding of each other. So to see ourselves like interacting with other people, at least on my end, that's how it is. It's just like, oh, I haven't seen him act this way towards anyone. Like, I didn't know he had that in him.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a good picker? Is he gonna pick the right person?
Yeah, exactly.
Does she have a good picker? Is she gonna pick the right person?
That's the biggest fear.
You don't know.
To be someone that is just an absolute, that's someone that's just in absolute love with the child. You know,
and also gets the co-parenting,
the whole situation, everything is not possessive or weird or anything. Right.
I think I always think about that too. Like, if I ever date somebody with a kid, one, will I like their kid? Mm-hmm. You know, so I have to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like,
could be a little monster
coming. Yeah, exactly. So coming into, like, I know how my kid is, but also my tolerance and my patience is at a level with him that like others might not understand.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to have more kids? I mean, I'm not saying together, or you know, or you could, but you make such good ones. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We have talked about it. Mm-hmm. In terms of with each other.
Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm just gonna have to. Excuse me, I'm gonna fall off my chair now. Yeah, no. I have to fall off my chair. Oh, I called it.
No, I was telling you before. I was like, I feel like she's gonna ask these things that I know.
And then I keep asking her. So, what do you think she's gonna ask?
Yeah.
What about it?
It's Rosalie. She's gonna ask everything.
No, you dive in. Yeah. Really well.
Yeah.
We talked about having another one together. I think a couple different times. Like I said, like, I always had this plan of, like, when my first kid is this age or this age or this age,
I have another.
Yeah. So it was always like, hey, my sister and I are 2 years apart, or all my siblings are 2 years apart. Like, that's what my vision was. But at the same time, I was 21 when I had GAMP. So I was just like, do I want a second kid right now?
Yeah.
That's
My thing is when I see other little babies, I'm just like, I get baby fever.
I do not. I am not.
Well, and isn't that funny? Because what, he's older too. So he's in that range where he
wants to get going with another one,
maybe. Yeah.
He's like, hey, I want to have a family. I want to have like a soccer team.
A whole soccer team with kids.
Is that what you want? Do you want a lot of kids, Mike? Like what's
your ideal? Yeah.
I mean, look, if I'm being too personal, just let me
know. No, never. But 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's a big difference. I have 3. So, I mean, I know, you know.
Take another without a doubt.
Okay. And once you get to 2, you can easily get to 3. But there's a huge difference between having just one and then 2 parents. And then that, you know, then there's 2. And
same
2.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, my mom and I were literally just talking about this like maybe 3 days ago.
Yeah.
She was just like, hey, Cam's getting older. You and Mike need to hop on that before he's too old. And I was like, it just came so out of nowhere. And she was like, well, you might as well just knock it out. She's like, you're not going to marry anyone. He's not going to marry anyone. And I was just like, just do it before you guys find other people.
Look at mom coming in with the hard sell. Hard sell. Wow.
She's like grandma, like to the fullest.
Give me more grandchildren.
Wow. Yes.
Cam is a fan favorite. So I think that's.
So does Cam ever try to, or do you guys ever let Cam spend time with her separate? I mean, because I know you guys have your allotment of time.
Yeah.
Do you ever let Cam just go off like with his grandparents, have free time like that where it's not, where he's not with you or he's not with Mike or you ever let him have free time like that? Or one of you is always there.
I think it's more limited on your end.
It's limited on my end.
Cause Dennis is old.
Yeah.
But you're very selfish with your time too. Right, guys. Right.
Anything. Yeah. So I like to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite.
Are you?
I don't stress. I'm just like, I know he's in good hands. Cam has like slept over at my sister's house without me. He has spent like a whole day at the park with my mom. If I'm out, like, or if I have to work or if I have school, she'll take him off my hands.
Yeah.
And it's still like as my allotted time, but at the same time, I know like she literally spoils him and gives him literally anything he wants. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, he's going to be safer. He's going to be
fine. Yeah. He's safe either way. Right.
Right.
And that's how I feel too. I'm like, you know, they can go off. Like I said, during my time, they can go off and do whatever. I don't even care because I think those relationships are important too. Right.
Very.
I mean, it's not just mom, dad,
mom,
you
don't
grow up in this little bubble. They should experience, you know, and later when he gets older and he has friends and stuff like that, Mike will be right behind him.
Packing.
Don't look on my son wrong. And no. Wait, what's that over there? No. But it'll be fun to watch you guys grow with him and that. But that's interesting that you guys are thinking about, you know, at least having a dialogue about another.
I think it's been a minute since we talked about it.
It's been a hot minute, but.
But you've talked about it. No, I thought you guys were going to be like, are you kidding me? No way. No,
it's we would joke that it was a business transaction, like because it was years ago. It was like maybe a year, at least a year, but definitely like 2 years ago when we talked about it.
Does Cam ever bring up wanting a sibling?
No, never.
He around 5 or 6, he will. Around 5 or 6, he will.
I just think that's such for him. That's the thing. Like guys don't care because they're not pushing out the baby. You know?
Yeah, right. It's different.
Exactly.
And I'm seeing like the mental gap in my head of like one, like the age between the kids, and two, like my body like does not want to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And guys are just like, yeah, I want 17 kids. It's fine.
It's like, push the button. No, it doesn't work like that.
It's like a vending machine.
Out comes the baby.
Not quite.
Excuse me.
I also don't know how that would work in terms of co-parenting too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
It would just, everything would be different from the start.
Because it's a reset. Then you're going back to newborn and all of that intensity at the beginning. And then Cam's getting older. You know, my girls are almost 6 years apart, and I feel like that's perfect.
Whoa.
Because I actually, my middle daughter, I was done. And then along came the little one. Surprise!
Surprise!
Surprise! Yeah. So I didn't plan it that way, but the universe knew better. And this is the, it was the perfect, because well, my daughter was going into school and then I had the
your kids one, so also, I was able. Your kids have different dads, right? Like yes. You co-parent with two.
Yeah.
I always wondered how that would work too. Like on my end, of course, I don't know if you think about it, but on my end, I always think about like when I get married or when I do this and I have mm-hmm. like a more of a nuclear family. Mm-hmm. It would just suck to like have Cam leave, like be the kid that leaves and like comes back. Right. And there's still like a kid or two at home. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how he would feel.
Well, I'll tell you, in our family, the kids can go off wherever they want to go together, separate.
Oh.
I mean, it really, that's how easygoing it is. So I'm very, you know, very lucky. I mean, I don't want to overuse the word blessed, but I do feel very blessed. And let me tell you this. So I wasn't going to have any more children. I just had my son. I have a daughter now, and I can't imagine my life without my daughters. Sometimes I think about it and I'm like, oh my God, I almost missed out on this.
All the same.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Is it the same or is it like equal? Is there a difference?
Do I have a favorite? Yes. No. I'm
okay. You see, I knew it. That's my fear. This second kid as much as Cam?
You will. They're all, look, a mom who, but every woman says that. Every parent says that. They're like, how will I have the love to give?
Beyond me right now, yeah.
Right, but you do.
That's what I say. I think there's always a favorite. they're like, she's looking, they're looking at
me. Kids are looking at you like,
they're all my favorite.
That's why.
Just don't tell your siblings.
I love them all. Anyway, but yeah, I think that the best laid plans, I mean, look, you guys have Cam. It wasn't something that you planned, but I think the best That's laid true. Plans, sometimes you, it's just life has another, perfect. You know, and guess what? If my youngest hadn't been born, if I hadn't had her, we wouldn't even be sitting here right now. So life mm-hmm. is really strange. I'm glad that even though my son was older, he was like 13, he was 13 days, or he was 13 years and 13 days old when his sister was born.
Lucky.
I know, lucky. And, mm-hmm. and that's his lucky number. He wears it in sports his whole life.
That's awesome.
So it's, again, you know, things just happen. I'm so glad that I was blessed with a daughter and I have that relationship and I know what that feels like to have a daughter. And I now sitting here like this, I can't imagine. I literally can't imagine not having a daughter. So maybe one day you guys can make one.
That was my mom's thing. My mom's thing was just like, man, just go ahead and try. What if it's a girl? You'll be all done.
Right.
I'm just like, okay.
Your mom is running your life. She's like, then you're done.
She's ready.
Funny how she's like, you'll be all done. And you go, but what if I want to have 10 kids, mom? Maybe I'm not done. What if I want, you
know? Hey, I'm done.
Yeah, you'll be done. Yeah.
I'd be done.
Aw. So do you guys have anything that you want to ask me while we're live and doing this? Because I've kept you on like almost an hour already.
How do you connect or have that relationship with like having a family and then having like the kids who have to leave, I guess, who like, how do you co-parent like that? I guess I would feel so bad in terms of my end. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I'm still single. Cause I'm just like, no, I don't want to have a family, but I do, you know,
unconventional.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just,
are you talking about splitting them and leaving or cause we don't do that. So
no, when you got with your current, are you married?
No.
No, with your partner, with your person, mm-hmm. with your life person. And you guys decide to like, hey, we're going to be a family and we're going to do this. Like, I don't know. How does the other co-parent see it in terms of like you trying to either maybe exclude their kid from the family or trying to take them away from them because now you're giving them like a real family? Like, I don't know. How's it?
Yeah, none of that comes into play. I know that's like an oversimplified answer, but there's no, like, they don't even, this literally they're sitting here, but they
aren't not supposed to be sitting here, but they want to be sitting here. But there's some things I would say if they weren't sitting here. But know this, nobody's trying to separate anybody.
Yeah.
From anybody. So it's not like this one goes this way, this one goes that way. We're not, you know, if like today, I should say like any day, you know, both girls can go over to one dad's house. I mean, we really are one family. For example, Thanksgiving, we were all together. So, you know, it was us, the kids, my ex's mother was there and hosted, and you know, then my two exes, but nobody, there's no animosity. We're like sitting around, we're like joking with each other and teasing each other and outside with the scooters. Nobody's, yeah. It's just, it was never like that. And let me tell you, the my thing was finding the right partner. So I literally had said to my daughter's father when, you know, I only had my son. And I remember we worked in the same office building. So that's how we met. And I remember we went to the beach one day after work. I was like, look, I got to go get my, he's like, please, 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 can you please just come and, you know, just, we'll just sit for a little while until you have to go. I'm like, okay. So I remember, you know, we went to the beach, went to this pavilion, and we were just talking about whatever, just, you know, shooting the shit, whatever. And I had said to him, you know, we were talking about my son, and I was like talking, oh, he's such, he's the best boy. He's the sweetest kid. He says he's so good and this and that, bragging about him. And I said, you know, it's really important to me that, you know, I'm not saying you're going to meet him because I just met you, but you know, it's really important to me that whoever comes into our life, because even though I wasn't with his dad, it's still an hour because we were together at baseball games and fully supporting him and, you know, just like you guys do.
Right.
So I had said, you know, it's really important to me who I pick to be in his life. And that is why we get along the way we did, because I set that precedent from day one. So, you know, even though after 7 years our, you know, our relationship ended, he still gets that. Like, and it didn't change. You know, he knew that I would never separate him from his child. So there was that peace within him. And our, you know, ours, my son's father, we had gone through the courts, but her dad and I never went to the courts. To this day, we don't, you know, there's no, you know, it's like, text me, you know, we text each other what's going on. We share all the holidays and stuff like that. So we don't have, nobody's splitting off anywhere. If the girls decide one Sunday they want to go with one dad, they do. If they want to go the other way, they do. They want to go with grandma, they do. They want to go, you know, to New York to see dad's family, they do. You know, we're all, my I hate saying ex-sister-in-laws because they're still sisters to me, I swear. But, you know, we still call, we're still all connected. And it's because of who I chose next. 100%. Hi, what's up? Yes. Okay. I'm recording.
They're so cute. At least they ask nicely, right?
Yes. And she's what? What'd you say? Sorry.
There you go. I mean,
yes. Davina, can you help her, please? Sorry, guys.
They're so cute. I like that they're just sitting there too.
Oh my goodness. I know.
Watching what you say, Mom.
Well, they're actually, you know, playing their little game over here, and the littlest one just came back. So she wasn't supposed to be back. So she's, but today has been a very interesting day. Oh, I hear your little one.
He'll find us.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she popped in. But to answer your question, please, guys, if you decide not to have another child with each other, you know, that's, but make sure you pick the right people. I cannot stress that enough. If you don't, it'll change the trajectory. And trust me, from talking to and working with hundreds of different families, I'm telling you.
I think it's cool that like your kids get to just go with whatever like parent, you know, that it solidifies the like having the family establishment, you know, because right. they were brought into that as like, yes.
Aww.
Okay.
Danielle. Right. Yeah. And I don't want them to ever feel like there's boundaries there. And I think the big part of it for all of us is that, you know, you don't want to raise a kid that's codependent in such a way that, you know, they've been told their entire life, you know, via a custody agreement that you made when they were babies, yeah. how to live their life, where to go, when to do it, who to speak to, when, who not to speak to, how to feel, how not to feel. Those are all the things we don't want to do. So we don't do them, you know? And, yeah. and can you imagine right now, if somebody came into your life and said, okay, for the next 16 to 18 years, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go here. You're going to do this. You're going to go there. You're going to go da 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 da. And you know, and then some, yeah, right. but we make our kids do that, right? So yeah. many families make their kids, we don't do that. We don't play that. So again, when I met my daughter's father, this was all made crystal clear because I wasn't playing any games. I wanted him to know exactly what to expect.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's just so hard.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how I would do it, honestly. But I would like to think that, like, that's the way I would go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's...
I think you should give yourself more credit. Because, I mean, look at what you've already done.
Yeah.
And I could show you many examples of women that can't even wrap their minds around just this week alone. It's really sad. It's really sad what some women do to men that they weren't married to.
Yeah.
And then they have a baby and they just, you know, it's really sad.
No, you know,
I won't get into it. It's really sad.
You really just have to put the kid at the center of it all. And I think that's
some women think that that is by holding the kid, you know, yeah, like this having, is mine, owning yeah. it, literally owning this child and saying, well, we're not together, so you have no rights, sort of thing. They like think that they think they're doing the right
Uh-oh.
Thing. There he is.
Hey, hi, Kim.
Daniela. So maybe like, hold on. Daniela, come here real quick.
Look, there's gonna be another little baby.
Another one of you.
Look, she's coming. Oh my goodness.
Kale, say hello.
Say hi.
Say hi.
That's what draws him in. He loves like kids and making
say
friends.
Hi.
Otherwise he would have left. Look, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hi.
How's it going?
Look at the baby.
This is Daniela.
Say hi, Daniela. Can
you
say hi?
I'm
not.
He said, hold on.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
He just woke up.
I know he just woke up, so he's all groggy.
Oh, yeah.
And say hi.
Hi.
This is Michelle.
She is so cute.
This is Michael.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. And mommy's chatting with them.
Is she the one that was whispering?
Yes. Yep. So this is the one that just came home. She's been playing all day. Hmm. Right? You've been playing? Playing with daddy? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to say bye, guys, so you guys can get to the baby. And I know it's probably dinner time too, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Probably for you. Yeah. Six. Yeah. Bye-bye. So say goodbye. Thank you guys for answering my super,
thank you for having us. Yeah.
Super nosy question.
No, not at all.
I think they had to be, we knew you were coming with some good ones. So
yeah. But you know, I love you too. Thanks, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay.
Have a good
one.
See
ya. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Say bye, Daniela.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.